From North State Public Radio, I'm Ava Nora Grove with your headlines for Thursday, August 15th. The city of Chico is preparing to clear several homeless encampments across town. NSPR's Adia White has more.
The city said it will be clearing three encampments, one at Tykert Ponds, at Big Chico Creek, and Lower Bidwell Park. It estimates 24 people are camping in those areas and will be forced to move. The city said most of them have been assessed for shelter options during previous enforcements, as required by the Warren v. Chico settlement agreement. Campers have been issued 7-day notices to leave the parks. Those who don't leave will have a final 72-hour warning before the encampments are cleared. In an email, City Manager Mark Sorensen said that the city is still following the terms of the Warren v. Chico settlement agreement, which outlines when and how the city can enforce its anti-camping laws. But the city has also said it's evaluating its options to get out of that legal agreement. In Chico, I'm Adia White.
Butte County supervisors voted to consolidate 5 recent wildfires into a single emergency resolution Tuesday. Those fires include the Park, Thompson, Apache, Grubbs, and Railbridge fires. According to reporting by the Chico Enterprise Record, the resolution will aid people who were affected by the fires. If approved by the California Office of Emergency Services, survivors from any of those fires will be allowed to draw from the same pool of recovery benefits and programs. However, it's not certain if or when the resolution could be approved by the state agency. And a local assistance center is opening today for Tehama County residents affected by the Park Fire. It'll remain open through Saturday and be located at the Red Bluff Community Center. Another assistance center for Butte County residents remains open, also through Saturday. And local volunteers, musicians, and community groups are collaborating to organize a benefit for those affected by the Park Fire. The event, called Roots for Resilience, will be at the Chico City Plaza Saturday. It will be hosted by Chi Music and Arts, a local art and music school. Co-owner Gypsy Andrews said they began planning the event almost immediately after the fire started.
We need to put all of this energy into some kind of movement towards, you know, some positive outcome. So we got together the next morning, I think, or even that night, and then the next morning again, and started coming up with this idea and got stuff rolling.
The benefit will feature various musicians and performers and a resource fair. Local musician and one of the event organizers, Kevin Killian, says the community has been very receptive.
We only had 3 weeks, like 21 days from the fire till this, and it's amazing how fast this is turning out.
Proceeds from the event will go to local fire relief groups and those affected by the Park Fire. The town of Paradise will be testing its early warning siren system today at noon. Residents should expect to hear a voice announcement with a loud 45-second siren tone during the test. Not all siren towers will be active during today's test. The sirens were installed to help notify residents of wildfire evacuations or other emergencies. And finally, in state legislative news, local elected officials registered as Democrats announced a new campaign yesterday, backing a state proposition that would increase penalties for theft and drug crimes. Cap Radio's Kristen Lamb has more.
Opponents of Proposition 36 have called support for the ballot initiative, a Republican-led effort. But leaders of the new Common Sense on Safety campaign say they represent communities hurt by homelessness, retail theft, and addiction, regardless of party. San Jose Mayor Matt Mahan is leading the campaign.
This issue has become so unnecessarily politicized. It's become a partisan issue, and public safety should be a nonpartisan issue. It should be about solving problems.
Opponents say the proposition would greatly increase prison and jail populations and raise costs by tens of millions of dollars a year. Sacramento County District Attorney Tin Ho pushed back.
It's really about not mass incarceration, but mass treatment. And there are a lot of provisions right now in this particular proposition that requires and is integral in terms of treatment.
Voters will decide the fate of the ballot measure in November. It would roll back Prop 47, a 2014 measure passed by voters that raised the felony threshold for drug and theft-related crimes. Kristen Lamb, Cap Radio News.
And those are your headlines for Thursday, August 15th. Our theme song is Burrow and courtesy of Blue Dot Sessions. For more local and state news, head to our website, mynspr.org. For NSPR News, I'm Ava Nora Grove.